Well, today is the feast day of the Holy Family. I have a quote here from George Burns. He says, "Happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city." He, of course, is just joking. Family is one of the great blessings of life. The family has been under attack for many years. You know, whenever the enemies of the church try to destroy the church, they begin by trying to destroy the family. The French revolutionaries tried to destroy the family. The communists tried to destroy the family, to separate parents, to pull children away from their parents. The Marxists, the socialists did the same thing. The Nazis did the same thing. Whenever you study history, they always want to destroy society and destroy and dismantle the church by destroying the family. The family, as you know, according to the writings of all the popes, you know, especially Pope Benedict, Blessed John Paul II, have said that the family is the basic unit of society. The family is the most important cell, the most important building block in society. And the family has been under attack for years, especially in the last 100 years. Back in 1860, only one out of 36 families became a broken family. By 1974, it was one out of 10 families became a broken family. And of course, now it is one out of two. Imagine that, going from one out of 36 100 years ago to one out of two today. So the family is under attack. So what can we do to help strengthen families? And the church gives us this feast day of the Holy Family to hold up the Holy Family as a role model, as an example for all families. Somebody, I remember giving a talk once about the Holy Family, and the woman said, "Father, I can't relate to the Holy Family because the father was a saint, the mother was immaculately conceived, and the child was God." She said, "That's so different from than my family." But what I tried to relate was that yes, of course, St. Joseph was a saint, Mary was immaculately conceived, and Jesus is God. But notice what kind of difficulties and struggles the Holy Family had. They had many struggles. They had financial struggles. They were a poor family. They could not even offer a lamb at the presentation. They had to offer either two doves or two pigeons. That was the offering of the poor, because they could not afford a lamb. Joseph was a carpenter. He did manual labor. When they had to flee from Nazareth to go to Egypt, he had to find brand new work. The Holy Family experienced great challenges. They were refugees in a foreign country. They were exiled. They had to flee their hometown. They had a death squad after them. They had soldiers trying to kill their child. They had to go to Egypt, into a whole different culture, a different language. Herod was trying to kill their child. And then, you know, as Jesus grew, they lost Jesus for 3 days in Jerusalem. It'd be like losing your child in New York City for 3 days, or in London or Paris or Rome, one of the big cities of the world, to lose your child for 3 days. They know what it's like to lose a child. They experienced death. You know, St. Joseph died when Jesus was only a teenager, so died during the time when the Lord was certainly between the age of 13 and 30. So Mary became a young widow, trying to raise the Lord on her own. Jesus lost his foster father. So they experienced all sorts of things that families can relate to. So the church holds up St. Joseph as the model and patron saint of all fathers. He was the head of the Holy Family. He was in charge of their spiritual life and to protect them and to guide them and to watch over them. God gave Joseph that grace that Joseph was that leader, that head of the Holy Family. Mary, the mother, was the heart of the Holy Family. So all fathers are head of their family. Mothers are the heart of the family. And children imitate Jesus, his example of obedience, honoring his father and mother, and So we have the Holy Family for Joseph for fathers, Mary for mothers, and Jesus for the children. So what I would suggest is that a couple practical things that families should do to keep the family together is do what Father Patrick Peyton said, pray together. The family, he says, that prays together stays together. Perhaps a family rosary, or at least a decade a day, grace before meals, coming to church as a family. See, pray together as a family. Second, go to confession once a month as a family. Now, don't go into the box at the same time, but come to, even though everybody knows each other's sins in the family, right? But come to confession once a month as a family. It'll save marriages when husbands and wives go to confession once a month, as it'll help their marriage, their relationship, getting the teenagers to confession once a month, bringing the kids to confession once a month. You'll find more peace and harmony in the family if you can get the kids to come to confession once a month and mom and dad to come to confession once a month. And lastly, you have to protect your family from the evils of modern society. Some of the evil influences of the media that come through television, movies, internet, you have to fireproof your family against the evils of modern society. You might have seen that movie Fireproof, which is a movie I'd recommend for every married couple to watch. To fireproof your marriage against the evils of society, you have to fireproof your family against the modern evils of society that are always trying to corrupt and influence your children. So pray together as a family, go to confession once a month, and protect your family from the evils of modern society.